I'm very proud to call this young man Trevor Cook, a friend of mine. He's quite a young guy, and he used to work as a barista at Atomic Coffee. He is known very well in Korea as a teacher of young people. He teaches them how to speak English better than some of our young people teach English or speak English. But anyway, there is a special benefit for him because he got sick, and we have another good friend, Brittany Goodman, with us here now on KFGO. Hello, Brittany.
Hello, Jack and Sandy.
Okay, let me see. Is it Trevstravaganza? Is that what we're calling this fundraiser?
Trevstravaganza.
Trevstravaganza. And it's coming up on Thursday night?
It's actually Wednesday night.
That's what I meant. Wednesday night, 8 o'clock at...
at the aquarium, that is the upstairs of Dempsey's on 226 Broadway,
all right,
downtown Fargo.
Tell us a little bit more about Trevor Cook.
Sure. Well, I've known Trevor Cook for about 15 years, and as you said, people might know him from working as a barista at Atomic Coffee. He also is a graduate of MSU Moorhead, which is where I met him. And he's also known in the music scene. He's been in several bands. Probably the most popular one was Battle at Sea.
And he's well known as a karaoke singer, but none of us hold it against him.
He's a good karaoke singer.
And so are you. You're both very good. So, you know, I just tease in there. And what does he do for a living?
He teaches young people in South Korea. And he teaches them how to speak English.
And so tell him what happened. We were very fortunate to have had him home for a few months recently, and now he recently went back to Korea to teach these charming little children how to speak English. Tell him what happened. This is a Fargo boy. He grew up in, well, he's from Stephen, Minnesota, but he's a Fargo boy. So tell him what happened when he went back.
Well, he went back, and he started a job there, and he had a pain in his leg that kept getting worse. So he went to the doctor, and the doctor told him that they thought it was cellulitis. And he asked for them to do some sort of ultrasound to make sure it wasn't a blood clot. And I don't know, it was a miscommunication or for whatever reason, they didn't do that ultrasound. And 2 weeks later, after he'd been in the hospital for almost 2 weeks, they did discover that it was a blood clot, and the clots were successfully removed. But unfortunately, that's a long hospital stay, and that's a very expensive hospital stay, and he does not have the funds to be able to pay for all of that.
Is he back to work?
He is starting back to work, I believe, on November 22nd. But that's the other issue, is that he was not able to work for about 4 weeks. And it's going to be 5 or 6 weeks by the time he's back.
Well, and so this young man has chosen a career far, far away from his family and his best friends, of which we constantly remind him. And he's and he's probably listening online right now. But and he does wonderful work in Korea, and he's probably strapped. And so tell him what you're going to do with Trevstravaganza.
Okay. Well, we're having an event that includes a silent auction, comedians, and local musicians. It is this Wednesday at the Aquarium, 226 Broadway, upstairs above Dempsey's. We're asking for a $5 free will donation as the cover, but you can always give more. And the silent auction runs from 8 o'clock till 11 o'clock, so we're closing a little bit early because some of us don't like to stay up too late. And it's got, Jack.
Thank you.
You're welcome. We've got a lot of great items. We have certificates from great restaurants like the Beefsteak Club, Side Street Grill and Pub. We have 46 and 2 Tattoo, Addictions Tattoo, Atomic Coffee, Trevor's former employer, The Village Inn, and then I can't even name all the different artists and artisans that are donating art and homemade items. So rather than offend anybody, I'm not going to name everyone, but we have a lot. We have jewelry, crocheted items, paintings. So there's going to be a lot of things to bid on, and that closes at 11. And then I will name the comedians, because if you are active in the comedy scene, you've probably heard some of these people. Megan Jelly, who is actually Trevor's sister, Jana Severson, Joe Christensen, J.D. Provorst, Eric Block, and Amber Breitbach. And the musicians include Amanda Standalone.
I like them.
You might have heard of her. I love Amanda Standalone. She's great. The Scratch Dungeon, they're kind of DJs. And the last band, I can't say their name on the air because it's got an expletive in it, but their initials are SOTOS, and they're great too.
Well, Brittany, thank you very much. Again, that will be Wednesday, and the hours of this event?
That begins at 8 o'clock. The silent auction closes at 11, and I believe the bands will be done about 1:30. So you can come early, leave early. You can stay the whole time. There should be something for everyone.
And downtown on Broadway at the Aquarium?
Yes.
Which is the upstairs part, right?
Yes.
Well, you're a good-hearted person. And listen, we know there are a lot of people who are in terrible physical, medical condition right now. And here's a young man who has been. He's just a good guy, and he's strapped. And you would love him if you ever knew Trevor. He's a, despite his karaoke predilection, he's just a great young man. And we appreciate Brittany. So if you know Brittany, you know how cool Trevor is. And you can find it on Facebook, too. Brittany, thank you for joining us. And Trevor, hi, buddy. Because I know he's listening online. So.
Okay, thank you.
See you, Brittany.